America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. My producer behind the microphones, Mr. Darren Wilhite, and behind the cameras, Mr. Dave Thiessen. As always, recording these shows and posting them on our 15 podcast platforms and our YouTube platform. Now 443,000 views on YouTube and 95,000 listeners on the podcast channel. I want to give a shout out today to WTAY 1570. AM and 95.5 FM in Terre Haute, Lewiston, Indiana. So Terre Haute and Lewiston, Indiana, want to say hello to you. You've been with us for a long time. We appreciate being on the station there. And our show airs at 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings. We're very happy about that. All right, in studio with me, joining me again, coming in here from Cleveland, Ohio, back to Kansas City, Dr. Firuz Dinagashi. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you again.
Thank you, Carrie.
Taking time out of your busy schedule, and he does have a very busy schedule. So today's show is going to be very interesting. And I'm going to do a little piece on his bio here in a second, but I'm going to read this to you. The Trump administration has a historic opportunity to declare a moonshot and initiatives to eliminate chronic conditions by the end of this decade or the next. Now, we're going to talk about what that would look like. If that sounds like pie in the sky, it's not. And we're gonna do two shows today. This is our third in the series that we've done. The first one, we're gonna talk about the incoming administration, what opportunities they are, and how those can be taken advantage of. And the second piece we're gonna talk about is Bowtie Medical and its partnership with Tatego Health and the different product model that is being brought to market by Bowtie Health and Tatego. And Dr. Dinagashi is, in fact, the CEO, founder, and president of Bowtie Medical. So a little bit about him. Dr. Dinagashi's academic career trajectory includes assistant professor of surgery at the University of Colorado, founding director and fellowship program in female pelvic medicine, reconstructive surgery at Cleveland Clinic, Glickman Urological Institute, professor and chairman of Upstate Medical University, SNUI, professor and chairman of Case Western Reserve University, founder and director of the Urological Institute at the University Hospital. He has published over 200 scientific articles, books, and periodicals, and a number of clinical investigative panels that he has served on. Health Guardianship, a book that is titled The Remedy to the Sick Care System, which became an Amazon bestseller in 2022. Well, you certainly know your way around the block with the topics, Doctor. So once again, it's an honor to have you here, and I thank you for taking the time to come to fly into Kansas City and do this. So let's just start with that. I just read that opening piece you gave me about the moonshot. Let's just start with that and then go forward from there. Doctor?
Thank you, Carrie, for being here. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you and speak to your listeners. As you know, this show is the post-election, the election of President Trump and his ambitious goals to change the direction America has taken. Probably to me and probably to you, the most important direction I think we need to empower ourselves and the new administration with is in the healthcare. Because when we repeat the facts that we are spending 2 to 3 times more than the rest of the world, I'll repeat this, we are spending over $13,000 per capita per person per year compared to 4,000 to 6,000 between Europeans and Japanese.
With worse outcomes.
With worse outcomes. So we have an expensive and a mispriced system. So Obamacare came to try to leverage this, equalize this with the individual mandate, but the shortfall of the Obamacare did not focus on inefficiencies of the system and therefore has actually added to the increased cost. So I was looking at the numbers. As of today, we are spending $54 billion on subsidies.
And what is the total defense budget now?
Well, the healthcare dollar we spent last year, we spent $4.5 trillion. And the defense budget is less than $1 trillion.
Correct.
So we are nearly spending 5 times more than the defense budget on our healthcare. And the defense, no one dares to touch us. In the healthcare, for this $4.5 trillion, every single day we create 170,000 new cases of chronic conditions. I'll repeat that. We are spending $4.5 trillion in this country for our healthcare, and every day we generate 170,000 new cases of chronic conditions, cardiovascular, obesity, diabetes. It's like every time you put a gas into your car, right, it doesn't take you anywhere. That is how the
That's a great analogy.
So, and we spent our time last time in discussing why the system has become sick care and why we are having this expensive and mispriced system. There are misalignments there. Misalignments are the hospitals have become financial institutions. In majority of the markets, they have hired over 80% of the doctors. So the job of the doctors have changed from solving people's problem to protecting the revenues of these financial institutions. The second misalignment is the third-party payer. They're paying for this waste, for the waste of the hospitals out of the pocket of the citizens and employees. And that has desensitized the individuals. They think when they have an insurance card in their pocket, someone else is paying for it. Not realizing, no, it's their employer who's paying for that, and these are the foregone wages out of their pocket. So these are the misalignments, as we discussed this last time, and I have written them in the book. And the second part, though, is that the government, the CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, have miserably failed to reduce the cost over the past, 40 to 50 years.
So we talked about this over dinner last night.
Right.
And we talked about when people say what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are talking about doing with DOGE, that it's impossible for them to save $2 trillion. Now, I'm going to ask you to address that, but I want to point one thing out before we get there. Last year, in 2023, the Department of Health and Human Services, this is not the Wall Street Journal or Fox News or CNN, this is the Department of Health and Human Services, $100 billion in Medicare and Medicaid fraud and waste. $100 billion in Medicare fraud and waste. So let's go back to the conversation now.
I think whenever we know that, going back to the statistics you read, whenever the government comes and takes control of the payment, there's always filled with fraud and abuse. And so Medicare is a part of it. But to me, the bigger picture is this misaligned system that is invisible to average customer and to individuals. Now, these were the discussions of, before the election. Now we have a new administration in place. President Trump, when he appointed Mr. Kennedy Jr. and Mr. Oz as running the HHS and the CMS, single word that was repeated in his comments was that their job is to eliminate or reduce chronic conditions. So as you read in this little op-ed that I had written, that I think we are sitting, the Trump administration is sitting at the historical opportunity to really declare a moonshot that by changing some of the misalignments, realigning the alignments between the doctor and the patients, and the creating the savings that we can create, we could target to eliminate the chronic conditions at the end of this decade, the very same way we eliminate the infectious diseases in the last century. It is doable. It will just take the efforts of the agencies or the visionaries such as Elon Musk, Dodge, Mr. Kennedy Jr., and redirecting our healthcare. We have some of the best doctors, if not the best doctors in the world. We have the best technology. All we have to do is to redirect our efforts from a sick care to a healthcare.
So talk a little, you read something to me on the way over here when I picked you up at the hotel and brought you over when we were in my truck this morning. And that was the piece that you read to me about longevity and what it would look like if this actually gets put in place. I'm going to save it till the end of the show, but I can't. I want you, because you just set this up, and I want people to hear this. Now, we're going to go to break here in about 15 seconds. So we come back from the break. I'm going to ask the doctor to connect the dots. Now, he told you about the moonshot. He told you about what can be done. I'm sitting here with three pages of executive order suggestions that Dr. Feroz Dhanagashi wrote for the Trump administration that he submitted to Elon Musk on X, where he asked for these things. Okay, so we're going to talk about this when I come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. I'll be right back with more.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. My guest in studio with me, Dr. Firouz Danishgari. I pronounced it correctly that time, by the way. If you want to learn more about Bowtie Medical and this partnership with Zatego, I urge you to go to sales@bowtiemedical.com. The phone number is 877-326-9843. Here's what's going on. In the second show we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the solution and what Dr. Danishgari has put together with us at Datego to create a very affordable health insurance plan for employers that is going to be significantly different. And it's going to incorporate the things in it that we're talking about on this show today. So I want you to read that piece, which I promised you we'd save till the end of the show, but I can't because it's just too good. So this is like connecting the dots. And here's what could happen if we actually do the moonshot, doctor.
So the genesis of this piece, Kerry, is I gave artificial intelligence, the AI, a set of parameters. I said, play with me. Tell me what would happen to our longevity, to our quality of life if diabetes is reduced, if cardiovascular is eliminated, if obesity is reduced. From the age of 5 to 10, you know, from the beginning and so forth. And this is what the AI produced. It said the predictions you referenced, so I referenced.
The ones you wrote up, yes.
Suggest that humanity may soon reach a point where life expectancy increases by more than 1 year for each calendar year. This concept aligns with advancement in medical technology, genetics, and preventive healthcare. The concept of the Bowtie Health Guardianship, which are driving significant improvement in health outcomes. For example, rapid development in biotechnology, AI-driven health monitoring. What that means is that we can have sensors on our body that will basically send our biometric health signals, my heart rate, my EKG, and so forth, on a minute-to-minute daily basis. So it tells where I have to do something or I shouldn't be doing something. An innovative technology could greatly enhance longevity and quality of life. Some experts believe this progress could lead to a phenomenon called longevity escape velocity. Means basically like velocity crisis,
yeah.
Where medical advancements outpace aging itself. Although achieving immortality remains unlikely. So we are not tackling immortality.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants
immortality. But I think the moonshot that President Trump has the opportunity to bring together, I would propose that by elimination of the chronic conditions or making a huge dent in them by the end of this decade, our life expectancy will increase to a minimum of 100 years per person. And can you imagine that all of us are as productive, as vibrant in our 70s and 80s, what would that do to the economy? What would that do to the rest of the discoveries that we can make to make life better on this earth?
It would be quite remarkable. I mean, I'm 75 years old, doctor, and you know, I have no intention of slowing down or quitting. I love what I do. I love this work I do here on the radio. I love the work I do at Dotego with my two partners, Rich Haldeman and Alan Wilson. And so I certainly understand that sentiment. And I think, you know, I think there's a tremendous opportunity here for this country to move forward in a very different way than anything we've done in the past, which means not creating another government bureaucracy like the one that was created with Obamacare. Okay. It means refocusing these pieces on what's going to work and what's going to drive down costs. So let's talk a little bit about that. Empowering individuals, employers, and consumers to control healthcare spending. This is talked about a lot, but listen to what doctor has to say here.
So this could be done with a two-pronged approach. One is to realign the misalignments. The first thing first is to empower the individuals to control basically their healthcare spending and their decisions. So a very direct relationship between the consumer and the provider, between the patient and the doctor. And for this to happen, there has to be a transparent and accurate pricing and information. Currently, doesn't exist today. So the first thing first is to empower the part of the premiums, the part of the subsidies to be paid directly to the doctors by the consumer, by the patient. It's called the direct pay. In the primary care, it's called direct primary care. So you come to me, I'm the primary care, you come to me and pay me $100, less than $100 per month, and I become your agent, I become your doctor. I'm available to you 24/7. No longer I work for the hospital. So my eyes are not on how much revenue I generate for the hospital, therefore how much bonuses I get from there. My eyes becomes how can I basically help you and your family. So that is called the direct primary care. And the data and the science has shown that will reduce unnecessary care going to the emergency room, to the urgent care. And most importantly, now I have time, rather than seeing 50, 60 patients a day, because that is how the typical doctor does now, they spend less than 5 minutes with the patient. Now I have time as much as you need to spend time to figure out why you're gaining weight, if you have diabetes, why your diabetes is out of control. And more importantly, how can I come inside your, frankly, in your living environment to see how I can eliminate the sources of these chronic conditions among your children, your grandchildren. So as you know, that's why we call it a bow tie. You know, the risk of obesity and diabetes is the knot of the bow tie. We can wait for it to happen, deal with the consequences, or say, no, the risks are real. We are going to put risk mitigation elements in place, monitoring your health, monitoring your calorie intake, and many other technological advancements to really eliminate the possibility of your grandchildren, your children, to ever get diabetes and obesity. That is the concept of the direct pay. The expansion of the direct pay to a specialty is there are a lot of innovative companies, Smith Medical, one of them, that if you need to have an eye surgery, knee surgery, and so forth, again, as a consumer, you can go and pay directly. What that eliminates all the fraud and abuse from the billing process. The billing process that the insurance companies and the hospital, they keep basically advancing to our dismay. So the first thing first is to shift the flow of the money from going through the pockets of the insurance companies to the hands of the consumer, direct pay. And the consumer can go and say, if you're my doctor, I say, Kerry, you're not doing a good job. I'm going to go to David because he's doing a better job. So is it very much like when the consumer plays a direct role in any part of the market, brings efficiency.
All of that makes perfect sense. And people are out there listening to go, but I don't want to have to pay for a hip surgery. What do you mean I'm going to have to write a check and pay? You're not saying that. Explain. No. You're looking at something like an HSA model or an HRA model where they're funded, but they have control of the money. And that's what we're talking about here, giving you the control. That model that he just talked about is for you to get control through an HRA, through an HSA account, whatever the case may be, to put together a program that works for you where you control your own destiny. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to continue this fascinating conversation with Dr. here in studio. Stay tuned. The doctor's in the house. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. My producer is Mr. Darren Wilhite. Behind the microphone is Mr. Dave Thiessen, behind all the cameras, who edits these and puts all these up on the podcast platforms and on YouTube, where a lot of you are watching. In studio with me, Dr. Firouz Danishgari. He is the founder and CEO of Bowtie Medical. We are talking about how to change the system. We are talking about, could this be a moonshot opportunity for the Trump administration to go in and realign the system? I want to point something out. We're not suggesting that Obamacare get eliminated. We're not suggesting Medicare get eliminated. We're not suggesting anything like that. What we are saying is the dollars that we are throwing at these plans, $100 billion in waste in 2023 just for Medicare. If that could be efficiently put to work, the fraud, the waste, and the system that we have that impugns people's ability to do anything in terms of controlling their own destiny, it just doesn't work. So what we're talking about now is changing that. And how would that get changed? And that's what Doctor is here talking about today. And clearly he is an expert at this, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on. So let's go back to this direct primary care and what we're saying here in terms of how that would function when someone, who's paying for it and how does it work, Doctor?
Well, Kerry, you summarize it very, very nicely. You know, the aim of this is to create an efficiency within our wonderful healthcare system. I want to repeat, we have the best doctors, we have the technology. The system is just misaligned. The water is going to the waste rather than going to growing the crop, in a simple term. And the concept is actually, if we do this, I would propose as a part of the moonshot, not only we will kill the chronic conditions in this country, we would be able to provide universal coverage. Because the amount of the waste in the system is about half of it, about $2 trillion. And I don't want to spend the time to go through the calculations, but we do have enough money actually through this process to create universal coverage. It is the waste that is causing all this problem. So the first step is to redirect and really redefine the concept of the insurance. The money that has to be paid for the primary care is controlled and paid by the members, consumers themselves. Therefore, the doctors becomes their agent. So now my job as a doctor, your doctor, becomes I'm going to focus on you and right. See how I can keep you healthy.
Right.
So then the next level is when you do need some specialty care, again, like very much like the good old family doctor, my job becomes find the best specialist for you at the best price. And that is the second part comes in. At the best price, meaning that, again, you can go and pay to the orthopedic surgeon, ophthalmologist, or whoever. Here it is. This is the cost, and there are this innovative direct specialty payments are exploding in the country.
So what happened here is you would have the money. You would have coverage under a health insurance program, an HSA or an HRA account, where the money goes into the account. Now, the idea of universal coverage, that's the first time I've heard doctors say that, and I think it's fascinating that that would eliminate this whole issue of Medicare for all. It would change the way the system works. The question's going to be, doctor, how much pushback are we going to get from bureaucrats in Washington and lobbyists for the insurance carriers that this is the last damn thing they want to happen, because all of that money that's being spent, United Healthcare stock is $646 a share this morning. You know, 5 years ago, it was $258 a share. Look, they're in business to make money and run a company that's listed on Wall Street. I get that. But the problem is that you have all these hoops people have to jump through and all this frustration that you see with people in dealing with this healthcare system. Pre-search to get surgery. You have to wait. I've got a friend who needed a hip replacement. 6 weeks of primary of going to physical therapy before they would allow him to get a hip replacement. He could barely walk. He was in such pain. This is ridiculous. You listen to what doctor's saying. If you control your own destiny, you're not going to wait 6 weeks. You're going to go to your doctor, okay, and you're going to say, I've got to get this surgery done. Send me to the best orthopedic surgeon that does these. And that's how it would work, right?
Correct. Going back again, the direct pay, the direct consumer control of the money, right? We live in a capitalistic society. It will bring the efficiency. So This could be easily done by expansion of one of the executive orders that President Trump did in the past, and that's called the Price Transparency Law, to allow all the providers to accept the direct pay. The second part of this becomes when this shift in the payment has happened, then the construction of the sick care and reconstruction of the healthcare will begin. And what I mean by that, currently, because the way it is, that the doctors, because they don't have time, they have to see 50, 60 patients a day. The average time a doctor spends with a patient in the U.S. is less than 5 minutes, right? Now they have time, based on their expertise, start exploring and problem solving. And that is where this transformation of the sick care to healthcare will happen. So I'm going to focus on risk mitigating your health risk or my other patients' risks to how to prevent the chronic condition. And that is where the use of the technology, home monitoring devices, all the wearables, and all that will come to a place where I, as your primary care, or I as the guardian of your health, have full-time visibility to you, to your health. I use the example of the air tower control. The air tower control job is to monitor the risk portfolio of the airplanes going across, right? And that is how this transformation will take place, and that's how the true role of the preventive measures could play a role. You asked the question of, are we going to get a lot of pushback? You bet we are. We are going to get a pushback from the American Hospital Association. We're going to get pushback from lobbying for the insurance companies. But that is where the magic of the new era we are in. This is President Trump, who's gone to power, says, I don't care about every basically incumbency that there is. I'm going to do what is good for America. And he has shown in the short few weeks that he means what he says. So he has brought Elon Musk and Vivek to create the Department of Government Efficiency. And I'll bet one of the biggest inefficiencies in the government is the healthcare. I looked up the numbers. The federal government budget is about $6.9 trillion. About 25% of that, close to $2 trillion, are spent on mandated, basically, healthcare issues, the Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth. So he has appointed Mr. Kennedy Jr. To run the HHS, and he said, your job is to reduce the chronic conditions. And this conversion of the payment methods from the insurance to direct pay is going to complement Mr. Kennedy's efforts in improving the food sources and so forth. So going back to original question you asked, yes, we are going to have a lot of opposition, but that is the beauty of this country. As Churchill says, Americans finally find the right way after they've tried everything else. And now, to me...
And we've certainly tried everything else.
To me, the time, historical time, is there. We have a president in place. We have the people around him. We have ideas that we have presented here. And, and frankly, going back to the elements of democracy, as you know, Dodge, Department of Government Efficiency, is asking citizens, give us ideas and come on and start working with us. And that's why I have taken the liberty of, some of these comments that how we can move this process forward.
Yeah, there are three pages here, okay? If you don't think this man knows how to put his words into action, think again. There are three pages here of suggestions for executive orders for President Trump, and I hope that someone in his campaign, in his staff, in his transition staff is listening to this and is paying attention to what doctors are saying. How important, because this is one of the huge problems right now, we've got about a minute left, how important is transparency in this from the hospitals and from the carriers?
100%. If you want to bring efficiency into a market, you have to have what the economists call symmetry of information. It means the buyer and the seller has to have equal access to the same information. That's why a part of this intermediation, this problem of dysfunctionality that exists, that the prices are hidden between the insurance companies and the providers. For a single diagnosis, if you and I walk with the exactly same diagnosis, God forbid, and you and I have pneumonia, if you go to the same hospital, depending on your car, you will pay a different price than I would pay.
Yes, for
the same treatment. There are 50 levels of the payments for every diagnosis. And this is called the price opaqueness, not transparency.
And supposedly, you know, there was an act to change that, but not really. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate here, broadcasting on the HIE Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay tuned, because we've got more. By the way, if you want information on Bowtie, sales@bowtiemedical.com. That's sales@bowtiemedical.com. If you're a broker, you need to take a look at this. If you're an employer, you need to take a look at it. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Remember what I said, all these shows are posted on 15 podcast platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, you name it, we're on it, and our YouTube channel, americashealthcareadvocate.com. You want to tell somebody about this, share this information, that's a great way to do it. Welcome back to the studio with Dr. Firuz Dhanashkari and our conversation about national healthcare. But you're listening to this and probably saying to yourself, yeah, that all sounds good, but nobody could really do that. Well, I have a little surprise for you. So there's a company called Quick Trip. If you live in the Midwest or in Texas, Oklahoma, you know who Quick Trip is. They're like the best deluxe version of 7-Eleven that ever came along, okay? They've got fabulous stores. They have actual kitchens in the stores. They prepare food, and they sell gasoline, diesel fuel, and all the rest of it. Here's what's interesting. About 10 years ago, when I was working in Tulsa, Oklahoma, doing radio, I was invited to their facility to meet with their human resource director, who actually had listened to my show. And he took me through their whole system. And this is what they did. They were spending a fortune on health insurance, and so they decided they were going to try something completely different. They found a company that set up primary care clinics. They went and set up primary care clinics in all of the states, cities, towns where they do business. Their people have direct access to primary care. They pay nothing. They pay nothing for this. Okay, it's covered under their plan. They have access for themselves, access for their families, the whole nine yards. They're walk-in clinics or apartment clinics, and they refer them out if they need surgery, whatever the case may be. Here's what's interesting. They eliminated their health insurance cost, completely eliminated it, and have been able to keep their costs moving forward right around 2-3% a year. And they offer benefits that are far better than what you typically see in a plan. They're about equal to what you see in the federal government and union plans, where the benefits are just insanely rich. It's the same thing there, except they're not buying health insurance. Quick Trip took it upon themselves to set up the claims fund, do it, manage it, and it works. So believe me, this can happen. It's happening in certain places. It's happening with the Pareto Contrarian Recaptive, the Berkshire captive. There are other captives that are doing these kind of work, and it works. But it's going to require a huge shift in the system, and that's what doctor's talking about. Doctor?
Yes, I'm glad. So what you mentioned actually is a part of this whole concept. I'm not in detail familiar with the Quick Trip, but a part of our proposal to Trump administration is reactivate the concept of the associations of healthcare. What that means employers, large or small, they can get together, and basically they control the destiny of their healthcare benefits for their employees by providing self-insured products and by facilitating direct pay to the primary care. So the employees have access to primary care 24/7. And if I may say, with the advancement of the virtual models, now the primary care, very much like we do it at the Bowtie, we can deliver the primary care virtually in all 50 states 24/7. So that will eliminate the issues of the medical deserts, you know, the rural shortages of the doctors and so forth. But putting this in a summary, based on this discussions that we have had, we have, again, historical time with the Trump administration in coming to power to foster free market competition by empowering individuals basically to control their healthcare spending, to expand the direct primary care, either virtual or in person, and transparency to improve basically the access and affordability 24/7, to redirect the resources from sick care to prevention, to a true healthcare, and that would eliminate and reduce the amount of the chronic conditions. And by saving that we generate, we can, again, can you imagine what we can do with $2 trillion saving in healthcare to redirect our focus of scientific discoveries on prolonging life and elimination of the diseases? Currently, we are spending 75 to 80% of our spending on managing the chronic conditions. When we do this, when we do the shift from the sick care to the healthcare, from the right side of the bow tie to the left side of the bow tie, significant amount of the resources will be released. So these are the kind of the overall concepts that we are very excited that the Trump administration will take, do the executive orders on the associations of the healthcare, expand the price transparency law to allow direct pay to primary care and specialty care. And this will really bring the insurance to what the true insurance has to be for unexpected catastrophic costs.
Thank you. And thank you again for coming in here, flying in here and doing this again today. You know, I asked Doctor to come back in here after the last two shows we did, especially after the election, the results in the election, because he is connected. And information from him is flowing into the administration if they choose to take it. We hope they do. But having said that, I think regardless of where you're at politically, this is not a left, right, Republican, Democrat, libertarian issue. This is an issue of – so imagine that if we could save $2 trillion and provide universal health care, which is what a lot of people in this country want. But universal health care controlled by the consumer, not controlled by the federal government, meaning free market competition. And I'll give you an example. There is a surgical center called the Oklahoma Surgical Center. It is one of the most proficient, well-rated, outstanding centers in the country. If you go up on their website, everything they do there is listed with the hip replacement, here's the cost. Knee replacement, here's the cost. Elbow replacement, here's the cost. Spinal surgery, here. It's all there. Simple. Black and white, total transparency. There's no middleman. There's no shell game. There's none of that, okay? This model can work, and we have an opportunity now. We have an opportunity with this administration to make that work. And I'm urging you to have an open mind to this and understand that we have to fix this system because it's broken. It's broken, and we keep throwing money at it, and we keep not solving the problem. Obamacare didn't solve it. Medicare doesn't solve it. Part D prescription drugs didn't solve it. None of that solved it. All we're doing is shoveling more money out the door and getting absolutely nothing in return for it. As doctor said, you think about that. You're putting all your money into this program, and what are you getting back from it? Is this how you buy a car? Is this how you buy a television? There, you can't look at something and understand what you're going to pay and how you're going to do it. And that's what this does. And we're not saying this falls on the consumer. We're saying that money comes out of the health insurance plans, like the HRA plans, health reimbursement accounts, and the HSA accounts, where there's money there provided by the employer and the carrier, okay? And it's up to you to decide how you want to spend it and be incentivized to do it in a smart way. That's what we're talking about. And I hope you all can understand that and understand why I think it's important that we did this show today. And I thank you all for listening. And once again, I thank you and your schedule with all you've got going on to come in here and do these shows. So thank you once again, Doctor.
Thank you, Kerry. This was an honor and pleasure, and truly we are standing at a historical time.
And now I leave you this thought from Dr. Albert Einstein, the one who follows the crowd to usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. I think that quote applies to Doctor if there ever was a person that's not following the crowd. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.